Galatians 5 and verse 1. Galatians 5 and verse 1 is our scripture text. We use the King James Version here at the Church of God at Conequenessy. And we invite you to follow along. Hope you brought your Bible. Galatians 5 and 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. On this 4th of July, let us take time to be thankful not only for the liberty and freedom we enjoy as a nation, but for the liberty and freedom Christ has provided to those of us who are saved. The title of our message, Liberty and Freedom. Liberty and Freedom. I give you this phrase. It'll be repeated before too long. And those of you that remember from back in school, and those of you that are going to school, these words, this phrase that I'm about to recite, they should strike a chord with you. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Church, Americans, must we be reminded God has given each of us unalienable rights? That's a pretty strong statement because of that word, unalienable. Unalienable. That makes that thought, unalienable rights. It makes it so strong. It has a lot of force to it. That word has a lot of force to it. And we oftentimes repeat that and we say that, but we may not know what it means. Or we lose sight of the significance. That word unalienable, it means impossible to take away or give up. Impossible to take away. These rights that have been given to us, not by government. Are you with me here? Not by government. Not by federal government, not by state government. But these rights that have been given to us have been given to us by the great God above. They are unalienable rights. They are rights that cannot be taken away. Oh, many have chosen to take away those rights. And over the course of world history, not only in recent history, but in past history, men craving power and position, men gathering might and strength through armies and through politics, have often sought to enslave and subjugate other men to them. But there are some things, amen, that cannot be taken away because they have been given to all mankind by God Himself. Unalienable. Impossible to take away. Needing never to give up. Needing never to give up. Among those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mankind's worthiness originated from the conviction that men and women were created in the image of God. Now, this message this morning, we're dealing with two things here. We're dealing with liberty and freedom and being thankful for what we enjoy as a nation, but also dealing with the thought of that liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. This country, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, some of its basic foundation, its basic beliefs, its conviction, was based on the Word of God. It's an undebatable fact. There's an element in the world today, element in this country today, a progressive liberal element, a non-God-fearing element that would like to deny. The foundation, that Judeo-Christian foundation we have as a country, can't take it away, though. It's documented. It's document. The only way you're going to take it away is take away some of these very important documents. Today, the Declaration of Independence we're talking about. Take away the Constitution. Change the Constitution. This, that, and the other thing. That's the only way you can change these things. Amen. Believe me, they're trying to do their best in their schools. Trying to do their best in their schools to take away some of our basic history. But you can't take this away. Mankind's worthiness originated from the conviction that men and women were created in the image of God. That belief, without debate, serves as the foundation of the Declaration of Independence. Allow me to read. In Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, not to provide those rights, only to secure them. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. I've used that word powerful when it comes to that statement, unalienable rights. The opening of the Declaration of Independence, how powerful. How truthful, how right on. And it included God. It included God. I quote Mark Twain. I'm going to quote a few Americans today before we're finished with this message. Patriotism is supporting your country all the time and your government when it deserves it. Well put. Mark Twain nailed it. Nailed it. Patriotism is supporting your country all the time. And your government? Eh. I added that. When it deserves it. As it has been established, the founders of our nation believed that God, the Creator, gave to us certain rights, freedom and liberty being numbered among them. Freedom and liberty? Yes, yes. Unalienable rights given by God. The inscription found written at the top of the Liberty Bell comes from Leviticus 25 and 10. And it says, "Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof." Written inscribed on top of the Liberty Bell. Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. In Leviticus, they were speaking about the time of Jubilee, where those that were indentured or those that were enslaved were set free after a period of years, the time of Jubilee, and a horn was sounded, and it was a horn that sounded liberty throughout the land. And people had the choice whether to stay with their master, if he was a good master, we'll use that word, the ones that they were working for, or they had the choice to go, to be emancipated. But nonetheless, as Leviticus is dealing with this thought of the Jubilee, those very words, that scripture in Leviticus, inscribed upon the top of our Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Another quote, Benjamin Franklin: where liberty dwells, there is my country. Where liberty dwells, there is my country. At the end of the American Revolutionary War, Marquis de Lafayette declared, "Humanity has won its battle. Liberty now has a country." This in the eyes of Lafayette and a world that was looking on, it was more than just the colonies declaring their independence from the tyrant, the King of England, being unjustly taxed, having money taken from them without proper representation. It was more than just that. This was a cause of liberty. And Lafayette, from his vantage point, he said that humanity, just not the American colonies, just not these patriots, but all of humanity has won its battle. And now, liberty has a country. And that country was the United States of America. Well, dear one, Christ has won a battle too. He's won more than just one battle. I looked out upon this congregation. I saw people rejoicing today, hands in the air, hands going back and forth, smiles on their face, standing on their feet, dabbing the tears from their eyes. Amen. People that spoke, amen, of many victories. Many victories, many answers to prayer. Miracles answered over and over and over again. But let's consider this great victory. Amen. As the American Revolutionary War, amen, the end of that, the conclusion of that, as Lafayette said, it was a battle won for all humanity, and it gave a place for liberty to reside. Christ has won a battle too. On the third day after he'd been crucified, he rose victoriously from the grave. His victory made a way to bind up the brokenhearted. Bind it up. Bind it up. His victory made a way to bind up the brokenhearted. His victory proclaimed liberty to those held captive in iniquity. And his victory sprung open the doors of the jailhouse of sin. And it set the prisoners free. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I speak, amen, from experience. Thank God my heart has been bound up. Amen. From all the hurts, the regrets, amen, the difficulties, amen, that I experienced of sin. Some at my own doing, amen. Others because life is not fair. Other people can be harsh and cruel, amen. But thank God, amen, when I heard the word of God and I found Christ, thank the Lord, he bound up that broken heart of mine. He placed that balm in Gilead, amen, right on my soul. He made that which hurt, amen, restored to health. Well, praise God. Hallelujah! You talk about a battle won. Christ has won a battle. Amen. to hear liberty proclaimed, to come and sit under the gospel, not just a religious droning on of some thoughts in a sing-song rhythm, in ritual, but to come where the Spirit of God is, where the Word and the Spirit work hand in hand and go forth and bring Holy Ghost conviction upon the heart of the lost. I was there. I speak from experience. I heard, amen, that proclamation, amen, of liberty. I was once held captive in iniquity, but I heard the proclamation. You too can go free. Christ tells us in John 8 and 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. His victory. Do you remember this day? I remember it. I remember the day I got saved. I got a lot of graphic images in my mind, some not real good. But I'll tell you, I still remember that day. I can take you to the place, the old song said, I can take you to the place. I can take you to the hour. I remember kneeling one night. I was under deep conviction. Oh, I was under conviction. I was in the jailhouse of sin, but the Holy Ghost had me under arrest. Amen. He had me under arrest. And there was no way I was going to escape the Holy Spirit. And he dealt with me. I'll tell you, the blanket didn't cover the bed. Amen. Just like the Word of God said, the blanket was too short. Took my pleasure away in sin. Amen. Made me a miserable individual. Amen. Indeed. I was under arrest and I came to an altar, amen. I came to a seat that was pulled out, a chair that was pulled out, and I went down heavy, amen. I went down under conviction. I went down a prisoner. And I repented, thank God, amen, and thank the Lord, amen, the victory, amen, that Christ established that battle that he won as he triumphed over the grave. Thank God that night. Amen. The doors, amen, of that jailhouse sprung open, praise God. And this young man, I was set free. I was set free. Thank the Lord. He's still doing the same thing today. Liberty has found a country. Liberty has found a country. You know where that country is? The church of God. God's church. Liberty has found a country. Christ has won a battle. Amen. Christ has won a battle. Amen. And liberty has found a country, found the church of God. Some sadly feel their obedience to oneself or a personal set of laws written within their own heart. They consider that true freedom. I'm not letting anybody tell me anything. I'm not letting any preacher tell me anything. I have my own rules in my own heart, and I will be obedient to my thoughts. I will be obedient to my desires. I will be obedient to my sense of right, my sense of right and wrong. And they consider that true freedom. It could be that's the way some of you are here. And I'll ask this question. Where has your sense of right and wrong got you? Where are you today? Your sense of right and wrong. Obeying yourself, obeying your thoughts and the codes of your heart. Where has it got you this morning? Has it been profitable? I don't care what you say. I believe God's word. The way of the transgressor, the sinner, is hard. And the wages of sin, death. You're not going to fight that, dear one. But some feel freedom. They're free. Free. Follow my own codes, follow my own laws in my heart. Whatever I want to do, I do, and that's freedom. Is it really freedom? I'll tell you where that ends up. That's it. That ends up in the greater sin every day, every month, every year. Mm-hmm. Is that freedom? Not by a long shot. That is not freedom. Not by a long shot. What if this type of person is wrong? What if their thoughts are wrong? What if their desires are wrong? What if the codes of their heart, the laws of their heart, their own codes, their own laws, what if they're all wrong? What if the code they live by is completely in error? I want to tell you something. If it's contrary to God's way, His Spirit, and His Word, it is wrong. It's not freedom. It's not independence. You know what it is? It is flat out rebellion. It is flat out lawlessness. Amen. You're outside of God's will. You're not following God's way. You're not submitting to His Word and to His Spirit. You have a rebellious nature within your heart. No matter what you think, no matter what your code of ethic might be, you are still wrong. You're not going to be judged by your laws or your code on that last day. You're going to be judged by this. The Word of God said the books will be opened. The books, these 66, by which the Word of God is preached to you. And another book, the Lamb's Book of Life. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen, and you can't be judged, amen, to be shown to be a child of God out of these books, well, you know what your end will be, don't you? Hell. Now, where's your so-called freedom got you when it comes to eternity? Has it got you too far in this life? And it's going to get you nowhere but hell in eternity. Psalm 119 and 160 states, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." You can trust the word of God. Amen. You can trust the word of God. It is true. You can build your life upon this word. I've exhorted a little bit on that prior to the message about the rock. Building your life upon the word, upon the rock Christ Jesus. Amen. Living for sin and self, let's call it what it is. It is not liberty, it is not freedom. It is bondage. We've already defined it, amen, as being rebellious, as lawlessness. We can also say it is bondage. Those who have been freed in this congregation assembled here today, those of you that have been freed, be careful never to be entangled in that yoke of bondage ever again. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me, preacher. You know what? You are exactly the one I'm concerned about. We have an adversary, Satan, the devil, a roaring lion. He seeks whom he may devour. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for righteous men and righteous women. He's looking for innocent children. He's looking for unknowing, unaware young people. He's looking for older people that think they have it made, but they don't have it made yet. Those of you that have been freed, be careful never to go back, never to be entangled in that yoke of bondage. Stay free from the past. Stay free from the past, the sinful past. Stay free from the memories of the past. Stay free from the torments of the past. The torments of the past. Stay free from those things. Don't let the devil use them to ensnare you. Do not let the devil use them to beguile you and to lose your soul. Enjoy your liberty. Enjoy your liberty that has been provided by God's amazing grace. Amen. Thank God for liberty. I enjoy it. I enjoyed praising God today. I enjoyed rejoicing. Amen. Thank God for the liberty which is in my soul. Praise God for it. Enjoy your liberty. And refuse, listen to me, saint of God, men and women that are saved, young people that are saved, listen to me. Refuse ever to go back. Refuse to listen, amen, to the tempter. Refuse, amen, to be baited into failure because of your past. Keep the peace of God in your heart, that peace that passes all understanding. Our text, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And if we've already just minutes, seconds ago made reference, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hold on to your freedom. Hold on to your liberty. Never let it go. Never let it go. Freedom and liberty are worth fighting for. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. President Ronald Reagan. Freedom and liberty are worth fighting for. Their extinction, just one generation away. So who bears the onus of responsibility? You and I that can do something about it. It must be fought for. We don't pass this freedom and liberty, our nation's freedom and liberty, we don't pass it down through genetics or through the bloodstream, and neither do we pass this spiritual liberty down through our bloodstream. It has to be defended, it has to be fought for, it has to be protected so that we can hand it down to those that are following. The same holds true spiritually. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul. Fight the good fight of faith, saints. Brother, sister, fight the good fight of faith. Protect this. Protect it. Fight for it. Stand for it. Don't let it be compromised in your life. Don't gravitate to the world. Don't let, amen, your adversary, Satan, cause you to fall into the snare. Keep it so you can pass it on to the generation that follows. It is a good fight. It's a good fight. As he died to make man holy, let us die. Let's die out to self. Let us be sacrificial. There's a greater cause than our own. It's the cause of Christ. I'd like to conclude with this quote. Written by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I love this quote. It is so encompassing. It is so broad. It is so American. Quoting Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous peaks of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Happy birthday, America. Stand in defense of our freedom and our liberty. Song leader.